And boy, were they good. Let me try to do this right now. We had what we call a Puerto Rico sweet potato. That was the name of Puerto Rico. There was a red potato. The following year, they sure didn't get good. Take them and big old bowl of butter, cow butter, and boy, them kids raised them on.
There's nothing that can beat them, I think.
Well, that's right. Well, that's the way she cooked them now, of course. If she's going to fry some in the skillet, put on a platter, put on the table, she'd get a big round potato. She'd take that butcher knife, you know, and just slice them, put them in there and fry them. Fry them brown, them kids sure like it. Mm. I did too. We come up the hard way, but we'd always start with meal. We sure did.
Did she boil potatoes much?
We don't go for the boiled potato much now. She tries to feed Tom and I boiled arch potatoes, you know, what to call with the jackets on them. Mm-hmm. We can't do it, we don't need one like them. She eats them pretty good. Yeah, we just didn't go for the boiled potato by now. A lot of times she would slice a sweet potato. A little different shape to what she'd fry in the skillet. And boil it and put it on table. She cooked them every way we thought of. But we just, when you're living on sweet potatoes and cornbread, milk and butter. Say, by the way, we had something else along them days too. We had a patch of what we call sorghum cane. We'd cultivate it just like we did corn, cotton. After a while, that stuff would get higher in your head and have a lot of big blades on, just like a corn stalk, you know. Me and them kids would get us a paddle and a stick and flatten and sharpen one edge of it. And wrap a rag around the handle to keep from brushing her hand. We'd go there and knock them leaves off. Plum just how the ground covered, cane leaf. All right. We save those heads because that was seed, you see. Good chicken feed. We just take cane knives and go then and head it. All right.
Now how tall would it be?
Anywhere from 6 to 7 feet. We'd pile that in piles. Say I'd take two rows right here and you'd get over there and there's two rows and we'd pile here in this middle row. Then when the wagon come along and pick that up, you know, you just pick up the wind. Or just drive through, pick up one row. All right. When that was, now we used to let them lay there. When we got the heads off, we'd come back then and cut that cane down and pile it. Haul it to the sawmill. And that cane would be run through a mill to squeeze the juice out of it. Caught the juice, put it in the big syrup pan or juice pan where they cook it. Make our sorghum syrup.
You didn't have to make
the name of the cane was ribbon cane. Made off good clear syrup.
How much was
sorghum
syrup?
Well, we generally put up about 15 to 20 gallons for a cent. We'd always sell it. You could sell it if it's a buck. Short gallon, you know. A lot of times we'd sell them to the man that owned the mill because he was supplying different markets for the chicken.
Did he take toll?
He'd take syrup. And then after you got through, if you had more syrup than you wanted, well, you could sell it to him. I did that a number of times.
Well, what did your wife use when she made soup? What did she put the soup in?
Well, sir.
And what did she make it in?
Back there on the farm, them days, tell you the truth,